Number 4 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
So let's get on with the show, The Best of Rupert Pupkin. So close your eyes and imagine it's exactly 6 o'clock, you're standing in the wings, and we hear Lou Brown and the orchestra strike up your theme song.
And now, from New York, it's the Jerry Langford Show, with Jerry's guests, Richard Pryor, Ben Gazzara, Elizabeth Ashley, Carol Burnett,
and the comedy find of the year, making his television debut, Rupert Pupkin, the new
Rupert.
King of comedy.
Rupert, are
hello.
You crazy?
Say
what's
hello
the matter with you?
Yeah.
Ah,
he fell sleeping. Lower it. What's the matter with you?
Mom!
Take it easy. Lower it.
I'm not going to lower it. I have to do this now.
I don't mind you playing it, but lower it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Hello.
Right.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Yeah, incredible.
You bet.
They will cure your irritable ball syndrome. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That was ball, not bowel.
Bowel.
Right. Right. And if you ever need a problem, tell me the difference between your balls and your bowels.
Yeah, a lot of people have that problem.
Ooh.
That's how it becomes a problem. Oh, no, not again.
Yeah, they just came in and actually put a new one in.
And it's not working?
Put a new brand new one in. I feel like someone just kicked me in the bowels.
I understand.
Boy, do my bowels hurt now.
That is a true bowel buster. That really is.
Boy, I tell you what, do I have to take a nice ball movement.
You know what'll cheer you up? Mm. Think about foot bowel.
Cinderella, the queen of the bowel. That is wonderful.
How long into the super bowel?
That's well, that would break the rule. That's bowl.
All right, well.
When are we going balling again?
Hold on a second.
Now Pat, you're making it bowl.
Patton Oswalt is on the phone. Patton?
So you're saying women ball in place of bowel?
And yeah. It is killing.
How do you like it?
It's hysterical.
So yeah. Hang on. So instead of a bowel, you have a testicle where your bowel would be?
Yes, I have, well, this goddamn microphone, I swear to God.
Ooh, wow.
Today's going to be the day. Today
we're going to break up the place?
Patton, we have brand new equipment, we're in brand new studios, and of all the goddamn days, today's the day that this one right here.
You're on edge on a good day. This isn't, I don't like this.
This is just.
Can you interview me some other time? I don't like this at all.
No. I'm fine, and I'm fine because my balls are where my bowels should be and vice versa.
Because of the microphone problem.
You should see me when I go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. No, I shouldn't.
I'm incredible. If you ever walk in, like, into a public men's room, I'm like, facing the wrong way.
If you weren't a disc jockey, you'd be in a carnival somewhere.
It sounds like a trumpet of victory.
Step up and see the incredible bowel movement.
And boy, all I got to say to my girlfriend, hey, would you lick my bees? And right away she's like, oh, that's gross.
Yeah, that's because she's not adventurous.
Here is our friend Patton Oswalt, of course, from PattonOswalt.com.
Hi, Patton.
Hi.
Patton's on Comedy Central all the time. He's got maybe the funniest website. I love his blogs.
My nice blog. I write about my day.
Let's see. Patton is going to be at the State Theater here in the D.C. area, Falls Church, VA, this weekend. It's Saturday night.
Patton Oswalt at his comic book blog.
Tickets are Ticketmaster.com. And Patton, of course, stars on King of Queens. On CBS.
CBS.
And he did the Shatner Roast, which will be on this Saturday night. And Andy Dick, according to Rob, who taught you, Andy Dick was out of control?
He was on so many drugs from the get-go. That it wasn't like it was something that came over him during the evening. He started off, like, even as we were gearing up to start filming, he's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. I have to just run off stage for no reason and go pee. And it was like, Andy, what are you doing? He's just combination of like drugs and then I need attention is that's a bad combination.
You know, we were talking the other day about that roast subject, William Shatner. I would think that that would be he would just be a wonderful subject, and you know, he's got a fair amount of friends in the business.
He's,
so if you like the guy, it's even
he's
funnier.
Pretty thick skinned though too. I would imagine it'd be hard to really piss him off.
Yeah, but I think the only thing that might not be a good roast is it's not fun to roast someone who obviously loves all the attention. Like, you want a little bit of discomfort, so it's like, it'd be like roasting Courtney Love. She would just be rolling around and loving every second.
Exactly.
Of it.
Exactly.
So what's the point?
Did you guys make it uncomfortable for William Shatner?
I thought I did, yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, good.
You know, really, the funniest moments in roasts are the ones that are, they have to be slightly uncomfortable because saying something, you know, it's an insult, a forum, and you're saying something that is so disturbing that it's hysterically funny, but it makes the person on the dais squirm. Hello? Did we lose him?
Yeah.
Yep, he's gone.
Oh, my.
He's gone.
Everything is really hitting on all eight today. This building is beginning to implode.
Hello there, Don and Mike. That could have just been his cell phone. Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
Don and Mike. How are you gentlemen doing?
Fortunately,
today?
We always have a bank of active calls to go to. And don't forget, if we ever really get backed up, right, we got Pete and Les standing
exactly.
by.
Exactly, and the people have been clamoring for that.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
We got him?
Yeah.
Ah, good.
Ah, here we go. Patton.
Was that us or you?
Hello, Patton.
Oh, no.
No, Don and Mike?
Who is this?
He's doing one of his voices.
I'm just somebody else.
Who are you?
You sure are.
Well, some guy that actually wanted to mention Bruno Kirby. I called yesterday to mention this, early on in the show before Elvis. Mm-hmm. And Joe hung up on me because Joe didn't believe.
Right, okay. I mean, where is Patton? Patton?
What is happening?
Was that you, was that us or you?
Was that us or you?
No, I think it was you. I was just talking, and then
yeah.
I was like, wow, did Don get bored with me and hang
no,
up?
No, I did. No, not in the
never,
least.
Never, never, never.
Not,
okay.
Not in the least. Not in the least.
So, and to make a long story short, the Shatner roast, fun, good, bad, what?
I thought it was a blast. It was so much fun. It was.
There he goes hanging up on us again.
Oh, my God. That's his phone. That's not our equipment. I just want
or,
to
or is it? Could it be happening automatically?
We're like that car that keeps
no
driving
way.
Away every time he starts to get into it.
No way. There is no way.
Funny. This is funny.
Go ahead, Patton.
Okay, hold on a second.
We get a real guest. It's funny.
Anyway, I saw him on Reno 911 again this week. It was great.
Patton's on that show?
Yeah.
What does he play on that show?
Once a year, crazy guys. This year he was...
Like the guys that are getting arrested?
This year he played one of those geeks who dresses up for the fairs, the Renaissance fairs.
Okay. Yeah. All right, good, good, good.
Let me just make sure the phone is not...
Hello?
Oh, well, here's my girlfriend, who's recently come out of the cage. I'm just using you as a test here. Rather than take a call from someone who's calling us, I made an outgoing call like we did with Patton. Can you hear us?
Well, yes, I'm here.
And
yes, I can hear you. This is a pleasant surprise.
Everything sounds okay?
Everything sounds fine here. You sound crappy over the airwaves because there's static with your microphone, but you sound marvelous, as always. When I hear from you.
You must be speaking about the microphone. That
yeah, Don's microphone's not really working. That's why you can't hear him. So how you been?
Hey, well, hold on there.
Did that just do it automatically?
Just comes
and goes. What the hell is going on?
Something come down with something real unexpected.
Jesus.
All right, well, then the problem is not the telephone. No. I'll see you later, sweetie. Oh, you know what?
Yep, she dropped out, too. It is us.
Aha.
It's us.
It is not. That was not my girlfriend hanging up on me.
Right.
All they did was shut off the power last night.
They fried some stuff.
Shouldn't have affected anything.
That's what they did when they powered back up.
Why don't you see if Patton can come on the show tomorrow?
Okay.
Would you please? It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
I swear to God, it's embarrassing. I mean, I can live with it. We worked at the other place for a long time, and
right.
these are new problems that we're working out. They did a lot of rewiring last night in the studio. All right. You know. Just because we got a goddamn show to do.
Yeah. I mean, why should we?
Who cares about that?
Is he going to be available? He's a good guy.
Yeah. We'll do it tomorrow, right?
He's so pissed.
Yeah, no, he's like laughing. That. He's too easygoing.
He's a hothead.
Patton, if you're listening, is he in town yet?
No.
Oh, he's not in town. All right.
He's such a funny MF-er. Yeah. You know, that he's one of the few guys that even I'll shut up for and just listen to him talk. I would hate the opportunity to have 20, 25 minutes with him, and every 2 seconds, yeah, it's like his phone
no,
is
No, and obviously it is our phone system that something's going wrong.
Must be. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Are you talking to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hi there. Well, I bet this one works forever.
This one will stay on.
Yeah. I bet this will be a lifeline that will go for eternity.
Take your time, sir.
What's that?
Yeah, go ahead. What can we do for you?
What's up, friend?
Is this Don or Mike?
Yes. What can we do for you?
Hey, guys. Just want to say I've been listening to you guys forever and love talking to you.
Oh, love talking to you.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Love talking to you. And something tells me that we could put this guy on hold, and 2 hours from now, this line will still be
there. Can you stay on hold for a second?
No, you're wrong about that, man.
What?
You're wrong about that.
Wrong about what?
No, I'm just sitting in a hotel room. I got divorced.
We weren't saying that. What are we wrong about? What did you think we were wrong about?
That I would sit on hold for 2 hours.
No, you can't. No, we were having a problem with our telephones. It was not a judgment on you as a person.
We were talking about the phone lines. We've been having trouble with some of our phone lines. We were saying your phone line would probably hang in there if you waited on hold. Incidentally, would you be willing to do that?
Well, Mike, I just wanted to talk to you guys.
What are you doing in a hotel?
Well, I got separated from my wife, and I got a townhouse rented on 27th.
Have you been drinking?
No, not a bit.
All right, so you're in a hotel right now. What can we do for you? Why'd you call?
I called to talk to you guys, to say hello, because I listen to you every day, and I didn't have my stereo equipment with me, but I just had my little PC.
He didn't have his stereo equipment with him.
What, Don?
So I'm listening to you online.
I was saying, Amy Pisser, that we get a talented fellow like Patton Oswalt on the phone, and the phone line won't support him, yet we get Mr. Dullard Dumas here, and apparently this is like a line to the Kremlin. I mean, it's like Bush.
Are you still there, sir?
Of course he is.
Yeah, it's Nextel. It's my cellular.
Beautiful sounding phone. Yeah. Excellent quality.
Beautiful.
Patton should get Nextel.
Patton's connection was not nearly this good.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't Patton's fault.
Because I'm sure Patton was using like an Andy of Mayberry phone that was hanging on the wall.
Yes, it was made of wood.
Where you just pick up that one little end.
It was completely made of wood.
Listen, I just want to appreciate, I know both you guys have gone through a lot of tough stuff. Mike and his divorces and Don and his losses. And I know how.
That should be a new slogan for the show. Mike and his divorces, Don and his losses.
The Don and Mike Show, brought to you by Crest Toothpaste.
Hey, I'm not depressed, dude. I make good money.
I didn't say that. I said Crest Toothpaste.
Not depressed.
You.
He said Crest. You hump.
Depressed.
I didn't say depressed. I said Crest, like the toothpaste. Learn to listen. Listen to learn.
Anyway, I love you guys. I've been listening to you forever.
We love you.
And you guys are the best. And we're the same age, man. I was born in 59.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, your microphone is working perfectly, Mike.
Are you depressed?
Not really.
I bet he is. His wife just left him. He's at a hotel.
Are you feeling distraught?
No, I'm not feeling this guy. You just look ahead, take it one day at a time, and, you know.
Through divorces and losses, the Don and Mike Show.
Are the pills helping? Are there any kids involved?
Yeah, I got a 3-month-old baby, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who are you, the dumper or the dumpy?
Well, in this case, I was the dumpy.
Yeah, this time. So she dumped you,
just this time.
Thing about it is...
Who'd she leave you for, son?
Hey, you know, I make
$30,000
a year. I pay for everything she ever did since I bought her wedding dress, and I paid for everything ever since. And I tried to take really good care of her, but she got religion.
Here's the strange thing. Oh, she got religion. She's a Bible thumper.
She got religion, so she goes to church 3 days a week, 4 hours a day.
Yeah, maybe she's doing something with a crucifix. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Maybe she's eating the wafer.
Oh, boy.
You get what I'm saying?
A little exorcist reference there.
It could be. I don't know.
Is it a Catholic priest? If it's a Catholic priest, you don't have to worry about it. They're just into boys, not girls.
They're born again, not parochial, but with a stand for where they wave their hands and see demons and all that
stuff. Is she an
Pentecostal?
She's a Pentecostal. They do like the snakes, don't they?
The Pentecostal.
Hey, see you on the plane.
Snakes on a plane. We've got to get these snakes out the plane.
Now, why is it that we had Pat? No, really?
Yeah.
Let me just ask you, God. Why is our show like God's practical joke? That Patton Oswalt, who is a funny guy and a borderline, for us, A-list guest.
God's own plan.
Right? We can't get him on the phone, and it works. Okay. No, Rob, this is not Patton Oswalt.
Oh, okay.
This is just some listener.
I must have missed something.
I don't believe in any of that stuff.
He's more of a talker than a listener.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
No, did anybody ever accuse you of that, seriously, that you're not a good listener? That your wife said you don't really listen to me?
Why'd she leave you?
She doesn't talk to me. She didn't actually leave me.
Hold on. You said you're in a hotel.
You're the dumb Pete, you said.
Yeah, she invited me to leave because...
I got a message for you.
I like that. She invited me to leave.
I got a message for you.
Oh, here we go.
From her lawyer.
Yeah, Don, I'm listening.
Yeah, all right, listen.
Careful.
Oh, dear. The mic worked for that. Did you hear that?
Let's see if that fixes this microphone. You ever see that, engineer boy? See that? I put my big DJ ass right under that microphone. The engineers look at me like, what are you doing? This is how I fix stuff.
Well,
try it.
I know it's funny for you guys, and I know you guys...
Wait, what do you think is funny? You think we're laughing at you?
Well, we're laughing at the fact that I just farted into the microphone of the engineers.
We're not making fun of you and your plight.
Staring at me.
I'm just saying that you guys have been through, this has been going on for like weeks and months and stuff. And
have you had anything to drink today?
No, I have not had nothing.
Oh, baby, it worked for me.
Pills?
It worked so well for me.
Why'd she leave you?
Why did she leave? Well, we didn't agree on raising the baby. The infant's only 3 months old.
What is it that you wanted to do that she did not? Hello. What is it that you wanted to do that she did not?
Well, one of the things that she kept doing was we went to Costco for 3 or 4 hours. We came home. The baby was totally exhausted.
Yeah.
He was asleep, and I was feeding him, and she wanted to go to church. And I told her, I said, the baby's had enough. Costco doesn't have any AC, if you know. And we're both sweating, me and the baby. I was holding the baby, and I told her, I said, the baby's had enough.
Yeah. I agree with you. We're with you on that one.
We're with you.
Baby was too tired. The baby doesn't know about church yet. The baby was too tired to go to church.
And the baby, and she grabbed the baby out of my arms.
Hi there.
Asleep, and I was feeding him. The baby snapped his eyes open. He started screaming and crying. She took him downstairs. Handed him for friends that were in the car without a secure baby seat, and she took off. So I went down and
filed. You're married to Britney Spears?
Huh?
Kind of.
I said you're married to Britney Spears.
Don just made a Britney Spears joke. Did you get it?
It's like Britney Spears, only it was a little different.
Seriously, are you on some kind of drugs? Because either you are or you've been hit in the head or something.
You seem sluggish.
You may be like K-Fed.
Xanax.
You don't see... Is it Xanax?
Xanax.
Oh, hello.
How many did you take?
One every 6 hours, so it's on the bottle.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Right. So you've been... How many have you had today?
One every 6 hours.
Two or three.
How many milligrams?
Two or three, yeah. How many milligrams?
They're 0.5.
Horse pills.
Oh, so you're taking half a milligram.
Oh, hell. Take eight or nine. Take 8 or 9.
Yeah, it slows this guy down too much, I think.
Slows him down.
Yeah. I'm just telling you though, man. You know, I've seen you guys go through a bunch of crap, and I've heard what you've been through over the years, and I really respect how you handled it.
Everything you're saying is very nice, but I will tell you, nothing has been tougher than making it through the last half hour of this radio show with this brand new equipment that I wanted so badly falling apart in front of me. All of this equipment I wanted so badly. Falling apart in front of me right now.
Mike, who wants one?
Mike has one of his magic pills.
Right.
That
it's a half a milligram right here.
Yeah.
It's a half a milligram.
Hey, I make good money. It's not like I'm going to have a problem with this. I make good money.
How long you been on the Xanax?
This happened on Sunday, and I started taking Xanax per prescription, I guess, Monday.
So do you go to a shrink? Is that how you got your Xanax? Or do you go to a regular
No, I went to just a regular doctor and told him I had issues.
Where is baby Jesus right now?
Well, my wife certainly got access to him. So yeah.
Where is he, though? I mean, if she's not raising him correctly, shouldn't baby Jesus be with you, with Papa?
Well, I actually took her to civil court, and it's called an ex parte, and I indicated that she had done several things that I felt.
Did you say a parfait?
He'll answer every question. Trust me. I know what this stuff does. He'll answer every question you have.
Honestly.
What's that?
Well, you think Xanax is like some kind of truth serum pill?
I just think he's so ready to talk.
Yeah.
He's so ready to talk.
He's full. And you're giving us a pretty good picture of what's going on. Why? So you don't have any desire to suck it up and just go to the Pentecostal church and just hang out there? How long do the services last?
The services last. They go to church 3 days a week. Services last 4 hours each service.
Is your wife?
Oh, I'm sorry. That is irreconcilable difference.
Your wife any good in bed?
But what they do is...
Hey, hold on. Is she any good in bed?
Not anymore, no.
Why? What happened there? When was she good?
She was, I married her when she was 29, and now she's 39, and she lost interest in that. Yeah.
So you guys don't have regular sex?
We used to, but that dropped off. No, she's Spanish. She's from Bolivia, so...
She's from Bolivia.
You called her.
Yeah, and she was...
she have a green card?
She was...
Does she have a green card?
Yes, she's a citizen. When I met her, she was illegal.
Oh,
so
no.
I put her through the naturalization process.
Oh,
that occurred.
Thanks. Thanks for leaving your garbage on America's doorstep.
Hey, you don't need to tell me. And then the mommy showed up.
Well, we want to thank Patton Oswalt for being on the show.
Funny as always.
PattonOswalt.com, and you can see him at the State Theater on Saturday night. And he'll be on Comedy Central Saturday night with the William Shatner roast.
I've experienced the microcosm of the effects of immigration, so I've seen it.
I feel for this.
Thank you, Pat. It's been nice having you on the show, Pat.
Thanks, Pat. Good luck with the show. Keep taking the pills.
Love your work.
Hey, I love you guys.
Love you, too. Bye-bye, Pat.
Adios. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nice guy.
Here you know what?
Bye!
It may have been a backup plan, but it was a damn fine one. That was successful.
But really, now, Kong, hey, get ready for something.
Okay.
Not mad at you.
Really?
Not mad at... How could this possibly be your fault? Unless you were in here screwing up all this stuff last night.
I didn't even touch it.
Listen how happy he is.
Yeah.
Any idea? Hold on.
Can I offer something? Let me offer this.
Yes, what's that?
I believe your microphone problem and the phone problem are obviously related. That something inside that control board is askew.
Norman!
You think so?
I think that's why both things are
hey, John?
Are wacky.
Yes. You got that engineer guy in the cowboy shirt back there?
Dave?
Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hi.
Hey, how you
nice
doing?
Nice shirt, Dave.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Oh, Dave, I got a bit of advice for you as far as fixing my microphone.
Oh, no.
Dave?
Oh. Try this. Oh, my God.
There you go now.
Oh, Donna Mike to break.
Why don't you come on in the studio and see if you can fix my microphone now? Would you be a love and do that, please?
You'd like me to.
You see, in the lightest possible way, that was Don's way of expressing just a modicum of displeasure.
Just a modicum.
Just a tiny little bit. I think you are handling this.
You embarrass me in front of a comedian.
I think you are handling this very well.
Yes, you embarrass me in front of a man who's on television. So get your little butt in here, chop chop.
I certainly hope he appreciates how important that magic box is to you.
That's where my true friends are.
That's right.
Right.
All of my friends.
They'll never leave you.
I mean, literally, don't come in. Dude, we're doing the show. Literally.
break.
When we go to break.
He thought you meant no.
The engineer just came in.
He's a young whippersnapper.
Trying to help.
We got to go. I think I got a dollar. So, you know what that means.
Yeah, go check your Texas tea.
Joe!
Oh, no.
Wiper?
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show. Thank you.